Flying stars skim across a lake toward a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company. A glistening drop splashes down to form the dot of an eye in the word Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon Movies. A title appears, a Paramount Animation and Nickelodeon Movies presentation.
Mom, come on, it's time to open the park.
Oh, right, here we go. It was another day in Wonderland, the most splendiferous amusement park ever.
And Peanut was creating a new ride?
Not yet. First, the mascots were getting ready to open the gates.
All right, guys, let's go. Good morning. Let's do it.
Now, everyone, bring it in. People love coming to Wonderland because it's the best time ever. And that's thanks to you. Because who are you?
We are the wonder in Wonderland.
I can't hear you.
We are
five colorful animals huddle as they chant.
One more time.
We are the wonder in Wonderland.
Yes, you are. Last one to clockwork swings is a rotten avocado.
A warthog leads two beavers toward a control panel.
Who wants to flip the switch?
Why don't you go ahead, brother?
No, you go, brother.
No, you go.
How about you both flip it?
Grinning, the brothers push a lever together and the rides of clockwork swings spin to life, opening like the ribs of giant umbrellas above rotating gears. Waves of light burst from the gears and flow around the huge amusement park, leaving behind throngs of guests. A big blue bear greets parkgoers as they arrive.
Welcome! Boy, it's gonna be a great day. I know that because we've had literally nothing but wondrous days since the moment we opened.
Did you hear the joke about dehydration?
No.
That's right, because there is absolutely nothing funny about dehydration.
A porcupine tosses water bottles.
Can we take a picture with you?
Oh, of course. Come in. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Snort!
Greta, the warthog, spots a frozen seesaw-like ride leaking fluid.
Cooper, teeter number 2 isn't tottering.
We're on it.
Copy that.
Beaver Twin Brothers, activate.
Gus and Cooper, the beavers, rush over and fix the teeter-totter.
Tail slap, Cooper.
They slap tails. A triple-decker trolley pulls up.
Good morning, everyone. You're splendiferous.
Peanut, a chimpanzee, leaps down.
Thanks for coming out. You're a great-looking group.
A blonde quivers.
Today's going to be filled with the wonder of this wonderful land we call Wonderland.
The bear smiles.
Look at him. He's so charming. Such a way with words.
All right, folks. Who here wants to see Peanut ride the brand new Sky Flinger?
The ride towers over them.
Terrific!
The blonde and her son climb in a sphere, and Peanut joins them.
Room for one more in this Sky Flinger?
You might want to hold on, kid.
A giant claw at the end of a robotic arm picks up the sphere and hurls it. They soar across the park until the claw of another Sky Flinger catches them and lowers the sphere to the ground.
Have you picked up your Wonder Chimp doll yet?
No.
But what are you waiting for? Come on!
Peanut leads them into a building where dolls bubble up inside a towering globe, then stream down a spiral slide.
And here are the Wonder Chimps.
He tosses them dolls.
5,200 different outfits to pick from.
What are you creating today, Peanut?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Today's the day we're opening the carousel. Oh, and she's gonna be a real beaut.
I've got the finest thoroughbred horses.
Really?
Now, toys similar to the park animals sit on a girl's bedroom floor.
That sounds kinda been there, done that. I think we can do better.
You're right. I think Peanut deserves better.
You come up with it, Mom.
Well, how could I not defer to the young visionary who came up with the Sky Flinger?
Hey, don't make fun of me. I was only 5.
I wasn't making fun of you, silly. I just like it when the ideas come from you. Now, think.
Mother and daughter look around.
What kind of animal should Peanut put on your carousel?
The girl sees a fishbowl.
Fish!
Just like any fish?
Flying fish. And when you push the fish will come to life. And you could fly them all over the park.
She makes an origami fish.
Oh, now we're talking, June.
The mom lifts a stuffed chimp.
All you have to do is give Peanut his marker and whisper your wish into Peanut's ear. Now, Peanut, here's what we want you to do.
In the park, Peanut turns to listen. He grins.
Okay.
Peanut produces a golden felt-tip marker and paints the air with it, leaving the glittering shape of a fish hanging in space.
Splendiferous.
He taps the fish and it flies off over the crowd, rockets in a circle, then soars up and plunges down to create a glistening carousel. Children rush forward to climb on the carousel's fishes, which fly them off in all directions.
Where would you like to go today?
Peanut gazes skyward.
Thank you, whoever you are, wherever you come from.
In the bedroom.
And when the fish fly through the concession stand, people will throw popcorn in the air to feed them.
So long as Boomer doesn't eat all the popcorn first.
Okay, June, time for bed.
Oh, no, a little longer, please.
June's dad rubs his chin.
Nope, you've got school tomorrow. And you've got a DVR that's going to run out of storage unless we start getting serious.
Oh, but...
Oh, don't blame the messenger. I am just going to have to start making some very aggressive deletes.
Stinker. Mm. Okay, Junebug, that's it for tonight.
Mwah. June's mom kisses her forehead.
Mom, do you ever feel like Wonderland is real? Or maybe it could be?
Of course it could be.
Really? How do you know?
Because I know the girl who imagined it, and she can do anything.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Good night, Junebug.
Her parents leave, and June opens a drawer and pulls out a computer tablet.
Big day tomorrow, guys.
With the stuffed animal version of Peanut beside her, she goes to work.
Time to make Wonderland real.
A view outside shows moonlight bathing her suburban neighborhood, gradually shifting to sunshine. Hearts fill a caller ID screen along with June's name, and a bespectacled boy stops ironing to pick up the sub.
Good morning, June Bailey.
Bunky.
Today is the day. Operation Loop-de-Loop is a go!
But I haven't even had my morning coffee.
Later, a buzzsaw slices an opening in a fence, and June kicks her way through. She saws down a stop sign and adds it to a pile of supplies.
Splendiferous!
June meets a group of neighborhood kids bearing random materials down the sidewalk, then directs them.
That goes under the ramp. Yeah, more of those.
She sees a boy rolling a barrel.
No one will miss that. Gonna need more nails. Good job. Now that's what I'm talking about.
She watches hammers driving nails.
Great work.
June rides a platform up through tree branches, sprays a stencil of Peanut on a makeshift roller coaster car, and slides into the seat.
They said it couldn't be done, but behold, the grand wonder!
Who said it couldn't be done?
They.
Who's they?
It's just an expression. Don't bust me on a technicality. 562 feet of track! An intergalactic spaceport complete with wormhole! And the pièce de résistance! That's French for super awesome. A genuine loop-de-loop!
In the car behind her, Bunky's eyes widen.
How high did you say the vertical drop is? 48.8 feet. That's 14.87 meters for the uninitiated. Commencing test run. All systems are a go. Five
and four.
Three.
Talk
two.
About
one.
Is launcher.
A kid stops guzzling whipped cream to yank a starting block.
We have initialization.
They roll down a ramshackle ramp and soar through the air. Landing on a porch, they wake a bulldog who chases them down a flight of stairs and across a lawn.
Peaches is loose! Launching countermeasures!
June tosses a steak and Peaches catches it.
Hold on! Engage turbo launcher!
Ahead, a kid angles up a treadmill. June takes a selfie as they soar past her parents' window.
Honey, have you seen my cell phone?
They land and careen down more makeshift tracks toward the garage.
Open the spaceport! I'm trying!
The garage opens and they zoom into a hoop tunnel.
Warp speed through a black hole! Okay, ready to stop now? No way! Time for the grand finale! Firing extractors!
She pulls a cord, setting off two fire extinguishers which rocket them into a loop-de-loop. They bust right through the loop, soar over a fence, and land in the street.
Break, break, break!
The brake snaps.
It broke, broke, broke!
They rocket into a busy intersection, spin to the left, and lurch down a crowded sidewalk, blasting the toupee off a man's head and tumbling a mailman to the ground. Now back in the center of a street, sparks fly as wheels snap off the cart. A truck heading straight at them, June rips off her steering handle.
Here, use this to pry the thrusters on the left. Isn't that the steering wheel? It was! Now hurry! It's no working!
An extinguisher breaks off and they smash through a fence, their cars separating.
I love you, June!
They tumble into June's backyard, past her parents' window, Bunky landing in a heap.
I'm alive! Thank Krishna!
She He collapses, and June rises into view.
That was awesome!
Oh, man! Did anyone video that?
You guys
rock! I'm next! I'll go next!
Hey, what happened to my fence?
The other kids flee.
My garden!
A fence drops. Like dominoes, more neighborhood fences fall over.
Uh-oh.
Later.
That much? For one fire hydrant?
My advice? Military school. They'll drill home the kind of discipline your daughter needs.
Don't you worry. She will be disciplined, all right.
June's dad hands out checks.
You got this?
If it means not having to be the one to try and talk sense into our adorable lunatic of a daughter, you bet. Fred, good to see you. How are the wife and...
The mailman angrily drops letters and turns, peaches attached to his bottom, in June's room.
The thing about military school, it's usually far away. Think about how much you'd miss me. You would really be the one getting punished.
We're not sending you to military school.
You're not?
Oh, no. Because military school doesn't have nearly the amount of chores you're going to be subjected to.
I guess I walked right into that one.
What were you thinking, June? Do you know how lucky you are? Could have been a whole lot worse than a raspberry on your elbow.
I was just listening to you. You said Wonderland could be real. And that I could do anything.
I never want you to stop using your imagination, Junebug. But I need you to also remember to be practical and safe. I can't imagine what I'd do if something happened to you.
Even though I shouldn't have done it, did you think what I built was cool?
It doesn't matter what I think. But Gus and Cooper, on the other hand, would have been crazy impressed.
Yeah. But Steve would have had a heart attack, huh?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we can keep building more of Wonderland?
Yes, of course. But June, without wrecking the neighborhood.
Right. Without wrecking the neighborhood.
They touch foreheads. Now June peers in at the workings of a clock, then dumps a bunch of gears onto a table as her mom looks on.
Yeah.
Mother and daughter attach blueprint paper to June's wall, and later the child relays a message for her mom to give Peanut.
Into outer space.
June shows friends a working model.
Clockwork swings to the heart of the park, and when it turns on, Wonderland comes to life!
Her dad holds her up with his feet.
Loading through zero gravity with astral chase.
June and her mom affix a figure to zero G land on the blueprint.
Now turn the crank.
The mom cranks a model.
Looks like it works.
June hugs her mom tightly. Over time, the blueprint expands and June's room fills with models. June adjusts some dangling tubing while perched on her mom, who balances on her dad. The girl draws elaborate plans and shows them to her mom. Looking out a window, June's mom proudly watches her daughter demonstrating a Skyflinger model to some friends. More models appear in other parts of the house. Now a few years older, June builds a model with her dad, while behind them, her mom clutches her stomach painfully. Later, June's mother sticks a paper daisy on the girl's nose. On a fall day, June rides piggyback on her dad as her mom watches, then looks at a dying leaf sorrowfully, twirling it in her fingertips. Now in darkness, the mom holds a cell phone. She turns to her husband, dropping the phone. The two parents embrace sadly, and June peeks in at them, her eyes wide. In daylight, June's mom writes her daughter's name in sweeping cursive within a heart she's drawn over some gears that appear on the edge of the girl's blueprint. Later, June shows her parents a model.
Bendy Strasslight is almost done.
Look at you. Come here, baby girl. I'm gonna talk to you for a minute.
June's dad puts a hand on her shoulder.
I know you know. Mommy's sick.
Yeah.
There are some special doctors who might be able to help me, but I have to go away for a while to see them.
How long are you going away?
Well, that just depends. But believe me, I am gonna do everything I can to try and get better. Model patient.
The mom touches her heart.
And we'll go visit, honey.
Hey, I know this is scary, but you keep that little light in you shining bright.
I don't know if I can.
Well, I do. Because you are the wonder in Wonderland.
They touch foreheads. Now, as her mom peers out at her from a vehicle, June stands on the sidewalk beside Bunky, the stuffed chimp clutched in her arms. June's dad grips his wife's hand from the driver's seat.
Whew, okay.
mother and daughter lift palms to each other as the vehicle pulls away. As her mom hangs her head forlornly inside the car, June can be seen running down the street after them. The girl finally slows to a stop. Back in her room, June stands before the elaborate blueprint of Wonderland, filling one wall. Her dad holds out a piece of a model, but she doesn't turn. He puts an arm around her. Now, in the foyer of the house, June talks on a phone.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. Are you coming home soon? Oh. Okay. I love you too, Mom.
In her bedroom, June works on her bendy straw slide model, then lifts her stuffed chimp as if to whisper in his ear. She stops, catching sight of a framed photo of her and her mom.
Keep that little light in you shining bright. What kind of animal should Peanut put on that carousel? All you have to do is give Peanut his marker and whisper your wish into Peanut's ear.
She bends toward the toy's ear and opens her mouth, but stops again. Now she takes down the blueprint from the wall, then begins clearing the models from her room and boxing up her stuffed animals.
The day is gonna come when there's no time left to waste. But we'll never grow, I say we hide away. Don't make me grow, I say we hide away.
She sets her stuffed chimp in a box and closes the lid. Later, June opens the front door.
Hey, June.
Hey, Bunky.
My parents got me this drone kit, and we could really use your help putting it together. Thought we could use it for Wonderland.
Go on, Junebug. That'll be fun.
Is that FAA certified for use in the residential area? Those things can be insanely hazardous.
Well, we're insanely bored and, dare I say, desperate. We've stooped to repeatedly rolling each other down a hill for fun, and I don't think Rosh can handle it anymore.
Will someone please stop the world from spinning?
Raj drops.
Ow.
It was great seeing you, Bunky, but maybe tomorrow.
Bunky turns to the other kids.
Sorry, guys. Not today.
Inside.
Junie, can we talk about what's going on with you?
All they want to do is play with Wonderland.
Well, you
Look,
know...
Dad, No. Don't make this a thing. It's not a thing. I mean, it is a thing. The thing is, it's not a thing. It's just...
June opens the door.
When you say tomorrow, you mean tomorrow morning?
Just tomorrow.
Seriously?
She opens it.
Afternoon!
Surprise!
Heard you wanted to see your favorite aunt and uncle, but they sent us instead.
Oh, that's why I married her. Now bring it in for the good stuff, kiddo.
You're getting bigger every day. And so grown up.
Grown up and beautiful.
It's good to see you, even though you always do this to my cheeks.
All the place looks great.
Jeez.
Would you pack the whole house? Thought you guys were only coming for two nights.
Well, it's just the essentials. And anyway, we bought a set, and we wanted to use all the bags.
Oh, the present. Get the present.
Right.
Now, where do we put it? Here it comes.
A present for you, June. It's a Ferris wheel.
I
tried wrapping it, but wrapping circular things is much harder than I would imagine.
I thought it would just be perfect for your Wonderland model. Where did all that go?
We put Wonderland away.
Well, that's a shame. I told your mom just yesterday we'd help you build it. And I know your Uncle Tony.
I'm not about playing with toys. What do you say, Tiny? Let's rebuild Wonderland.
hey, why don't we talk about something else? Weather? Tax returns? Literally anything else?
Oh, look what I found.
The aunt carries in a box.
It's the blueprint for Wonderland.
I don't play with that anymore.
But, sweetheart.
Please, put that away.
But just please!
The aunt lifts the blueprint.
This is a beautiful thing you and your mom did together, darling. To create something so real. You can
Wonderland isn't real! It never could be real! And even if it wasn't the last place in the world, I want to visit!
June tosses the blueprint in the fire.
Oh, Junie!
As the folded paper burns, the heart surrounding her name is revealed.
Mom!
No, wait!
June dives forward, but her dad pulls her back from the fire and she spins angrily toward him.
I'm sorry.
She runs off.
Wait.
In the fireplace, an updraft lifts a fragment of the blueprint. A view from outside the house rises, passing by June's room as her dad rushes in to comfort her. The view continues upward to the roof, where smoke from the fireplace billows out of the chimney. The fragment of the blueprint featuring the heart with June's name inside puffs out of the chimney and, carried by the breeze, floats off toward the setting sun. Now June vacuums.
Hey, Junie, great news!
Huh?
I said great news!
I'll be done in a minute!
He kicks out the cord.
Tomorrow is math camp! And I know it's important to clean an already clean house. Why don't you channel some of this nervous energy into packing?
This is dangerous.
She picks up a golf ball.
And I'm not going to math camp. They're just gonna give me sad eyes.
Junie...
Besides, I got a lot to do around here. Is that a 3-month or 6-month renewal on your wheatgrass deliveries? I put in 6.
All I'm saying is
your triglycerides are still on the high end. I'm not taking any chances with your health.
June, you can't stay in here forever.
Look, I just know I need to be home this summer to take care of you.
She grabs his milk carton.
Really? This expires in 3 days. You're cutting it way too close.
June, today I got dressed and I made breakfast all by myself, as I have been doing for the last 41 years. The first 7, I needed a little help, but since then, I've been okay.
As June's eyes narrow, smoke rises from a toaster behind her. Her dad grins. Burnt toast pops up.
I am not going to math camp.
In a parking lot, June and her dad join other families by a bus topped with luggage.
Don't put the avocados next to the bananas. They ripen too fast. And please leave the toaster set to 3. You know you don't like it when the edges are too crispy.
My morning toast will be fine.
Oh, and the milk in the fridge? It could be out of date,
Junie,
so make sure you check it.
I'm going to be okay. I know this is a big step. Mom and I are both proud of you for going. Now you get out there on Abacus Obstacle Course and skin a knee.
June slumps.
Okay.
She hugs her dad.
Promise?
I promise.
He helps her on with her backpack, tussles her hair, and watches her head for the yellow bus. On board the vehicle.
Hey, Bunky.
Hey, June Bailey.
Saved you a seat.
This is gonna be the best summer ever! Oh, goodbye!
He waves at his family, who are holding up Greek letters spelling out his name. A counselor steps down the aisle.
Hey, campers! Okay, everybody here is heading to Camp Awesome, right? If you're not, you're on the wrong bus!
She traces a diamond shape in the air.
I love geometry humor.
Now, I could start with a million stories about my summers at Camp Awesome, but I wouldn't want to go off on a tangent. Are you getting my angle?
The bus rolls down a road, a piece of luggage falling off its roof rack. Inside.
Oh my, here comes 5, 3.1415, a constant we all know, the famous ratio.
June sings along with the others.
Here comes 5, how many can you remember?
Checking her backpack, June finds a note with her name on it. It reads, "Have a great summer. I love you. Miss you, Dad." There's a heart drawn before the word Dad.
This is a terrible mistake. What was I thinking?
June envisions her father slumped in a recliner surrounded by soda cans and a rising tower of empty pizza boxes, then rising and clutching his stomach.
June, I'm okay.
He staggers into the filthy kitchen and trips on golf balls.
Today I got dressed and I made breakfast all by myself.
Now, in a leg cast, he jams a piece of bread on a fork in the toaster and drinks milk from the carton. The room fills with smoke from the toaster. Then, the roof blows off the house.
Oh no! I can't leave him alone for an entire summer.
Why is the obtuse triangle up?
Bunky, I need your help. I need to get home.
What?
Your dad will flip. We're talking eternal groundation.
But
he knows he can't function without me. Look at this.
Miss you.
It's like a cry for help.
I don't know, June. I think you might be reading a bit too much into this.
I'll take the hiking trails to the forest and be there before lunch. It's a no-brainer. But first, I need to get off this bus. And you have to help me.
Please.
She takes his hand.
Okay.
Yes! Bunky, I could kiss you.
Really?
Ew.
No.
All right. Now, what can I use?
She combines lunch ingredients.
You did the school play, right?
Does second understudy count?
Close enough. You know what to do.
She shows a bag of goop and he grins and steps into the aisle.
Oh no! I don't think I'm feeling very well at this moment. I think I might. I don't think I can hold it down. Oh, I can't hold it down! Oh no!
It's here! It's here!
He dumps out the goop.
Oh, you're trapped in yours!
Stop the bus!
The bus stops and kids pour out. June peers down the empty aisle outside.
Okay, nobody wander off. And watch out for snakes. They're everywhere.
Snakes? June.
A heavy-set boy steps over.
June.
Nice one, Bunky. You chucked the yuck.
June peeks around the front of the bus.
My mom said it was because it was 2 weeks old. But I put it in the microwave and it was delicious.
June blows a kiss to Bunky and he faints.
Oh my god, pot noose!
Oh yeah, definitely the corn dog.
Okay, are you having heart palpitations?
Unseen by the others, June slips away. Now a chrysalis hangs from a tree branch while in the distance the bus pulls away. June rises into view between the two as she climbs up a slope. Cresting the hill, she gazes at a lush, forested valley before her. The singed fragment of blueprint with the heart on it floats over, hovering near her face.
Wait, why is this here?
June tries to grab it, but it moves away. She tries again, and it spins around her head. It keeps evading her attempts to snatch it, then it soars over to a dense forest and slips through an opening formed by crossed tree trunks. June turns from the forest to look toward her suburban home. The fragment rockets back and slaps her.
Hey, get back here!
She chases it toward the crossed tree trunks. A piece of blueprint slips through the triangular opening between the trunks, and June follows. Gazing at the tall trees of the shadow-filled forest, her mouth hangs open. A view spins around her in the crossed trunks. June turns to look back the way she came and finds both she and the crossed trunks are now deep in the dark forest. She backs up and spins around, her eyes wide. The fragment springs out from behind a tree and zips away. Scowling, June tears after it. With trees looming above her, she dashes through the forest, climbing over a deadfall and scampering across boulders. The fragment, always just out of reach, she slides down a dirt slope, then leaps from one stone to another in a stream before bounding through the shallow water. Her grasping fingers inches from the fragment, she trips on a log and lands hard. Sitting up, she rubs her arm. The fragment flutters over.
Gotcha!
She snags it, then lifts her gaze. June rises to her feet, pocketing the fragment, then strides over to an object partly hidden by overgrown vines. Metallic tail fins rise up from one side of it. The girl parts some tendrils to find a stylized depiction of Peanut wearing a space helmet. She yanks at some of the vines and they break free, tumbling her back. June peers inside the cockpit of what's now clear is an old roller coaster car. She dumps her bag in, then tumbles in herself. Settling into a seat, she pulls down the rusty safety bar. The wind picks up, sending leaves sailing by and fluttering down from the high tree branches. June tries to lift the safety bar. Pulling hard, she unwittingly shakes loose a vine, cocking a wheel, and the car starts rolling forward. Ahead, a mouse between the rails skitters fearfully away. The spaceship-shaped little car rolls through thick foliage, then pulls beyond leafy branches and out into bright sunlight. The coaster tracks lead along the edge of a tall cliff overlooking Wonderland Amusement Park. A view soars above the fog-shrouded attractions in the massive park, now in disrepair and overgrown with foliage. Grinning, June gazes at the dramatic sight.
Is this...
The car plunges down the cliffside, a wheel snapping off and sparks flying from the track. June rockets through the park, branches lashing at her. She ducks to avoid a tree limb. Reaching a twisting corkscrew section of track, the car stops and hangs upside down. June dangles. The safety bar releases and she tumbles down through tree branches. Near a concession stand partly obscured by vines, June sits up and rubs her temple. She rises and strides down a narrow path and into an open area, peering up at a rocket spinner ride high above her.
No way.
Continuing forward, her eyes dart around.
is this possible?
Hello?
She glances behind her to see another ride covered with leafy vines, then looks ahead, her eyes narrowing.
What? Are you?
She nears a shiny gold statue of Peanut.
Peanut?
I'm in Wonderland.
Touching the statue's outstretched hand, June looks up at a magenta and black vortex in the sky.
Storm clouds? There shouldn't be storm clouds in Wonderland.
Boomer the Welcome Bear? He's here too?
Boomer, the big blue bear, gallops toward her.
Run for your life!
Oh, grab her! Get moving, Pinsweet!
What's going on? Why are we chasing Boomer?
Oh, we're not chasing him.
They're chasing us.
June looks back at an advancing armed mob hidden behind a rise.
Regroup at Rock and Road!
Skipping to safety, cha-la-la-la-la!
They stop beside a huge rocket ship and launch tower.
Gus, gnaw that awning down.
I'm on it.
Cooper, start the pump.
Yep.
Steve?
I'll draft up an exit plan.
You're the bait.
Yeah, of course I am. Baiting away.
Steve, the porcupine, heads off. The mob rises into view, now visible as the Wonder Chimp dolls come to life.
Boomer, you protect her with your life.
Hey. Boomer grabs June.
What is going on around here?
What does it look like? We're at war.
June pulls free.
War? There's no fighting in Wonderland.
Stay put.
He grabs her.
Because if they see us, they will... Save yourself!
They'll what? Boomer, finish the sentence! They'll what?
Boomer is sound asleep. June turns to see an awning drop, forming a ramp up to the rocket ship's hatch. The dolls swarm over various attractions.
Why are they destroying the park?
Hey, you guys! Over here!
Steve stands on the ramp.
Dinner is served.
Wonderland, we have a problem!
A space-suited doll and all the others head for the ramp.
Steve, hold it!
Oh dear.
Hold it!
I am holding it!
Hold it!
I'm literally holding it!
Hold it!
Oh no, I dropped it and I left it!
Steve dashes inside the rocket.
I'm out of here!
Greta turns. She spots June fleeing as the dolls pour up the ramp and into the rocket.
Gus, Cooper, pump the rocket!
Come on, Coop! We got a boom, shaka, boom! Boom, shaka, boom, shaka, boom, shaka, boom!
The beavers leap from one teeter-totter to another, rocking them and pumping fluid into a tank.
Locked and loaded!
Greta closes the hatch.
Calm down, guys! Four! Three!
Inside the rocket.
Skipping to safety! I'm almost out of danger!
Keep pumping, guys!
Now outside, Steve slams a window closed.
So cute! But so naughty. Now buckle up, chimpanzee zombies.
One!
Greta presses a button. The rocket soars skyward.
World-class bait.
June stumbles away, the rocket exploding far behind her.
This isn't really happening. I'm having a fever dream. A vivid and...
Nearby, the beavers battle. They see her bag.
Check it. Backpack.
Ooh. I smell treats.
Dibs. I call dibs.
He can't handle this.
Hey, that's mine. We got it. Give it back.
They slap assorted limbs.
Foot five, foot ten. Oh, yeah. Ow.
Now you son of a foot.
Steve steps over.
Let's have a little looky-loo, shall we?
With a self-reminder that this is an utter invasion of another's privacy.
Hold the roll, cutie pie.
I surrender.
Quills drop.
Sharp object underfoot. Safety officer on site.
Did you just call me cutie pie?
Zombies. They got her, didn't they? It's all my doing. All thanks to a late-onset hibernation disorder.
Ow!
Go to your happy place.
It's okay. They didn't get me.
Oh, thank heavens. I couldn't have lived with my...
Wait. Boomer never sleeps.
Hey!
The beaver slammed past.
What happened to you guys? You're so...
I think the word you're looking for is pathetic.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. So, you got a name haircut?
I'm June.
Hello, June. My name is Steve.
I know who you are.
You know who we are?
I don't think anybody still remembers.
Ow!
You guys are the wonder in Wonderland. Or at least you were. What happened to this place?
The darkness happened. It came when clockwork swings began to slow and brought
All
with
right,
it...
All right, bring it down, Gandalf.
Oh, right. Okay, here we go. It was a day, just like any other here in Wonderland, when the strangest thing happened. Clockwork swings. The heart of the park came to a dead stop.
A flashback shows the gears stopping and parkgoers disappearing.
And that's when we first saw it. The darkness. It brought an evil that transformed the Wonder Chimp dolls into an army of chimpan zombies.
A magenta smoke tendril descends from the vortex and envelops the dolls. Then they rampage.
Every day since, the chimpan zombies have waged war, tearing apart the park and feeding it piece by piece into the darkness, never to be seen again.
There's nothing you could do? Not even Peanut? Where is Peanut?
He ventured out on his own to try and restart Clockwork Swings by hand.
Then why didn't he use his magic?
The marker's golden glow fades.
He just said that he knew restarting Clockwork Swings was the only way to bring the life back into Wonderland. But...
Chimpan zombies swarm Peanut and carry him toward the darkness, the magenta and black vortex in the sky. In the present, June pulls out the fragment.
And we lost any hope of turning Clockwork Swings back on, and one day restoring the park to all its former glory.
Clockwork Swings.
What you got?
Hey!
It's a blueprint of the park?
Seems like Little Miss Muffet graffitied her name.
It's on. Not graffiti.
How do you have a blueprint of Wonderland?
My mom and I invented Wonderland when I was little, and somehow it came to life.
That's gotta be the most...
splendiferous news ever!
Why don't you just go back to sleep, Boomer?
No, I believe it in her eyes. Because if she really is the creator of Wonderland, she can fix Clockwork Swings.
Well,
that is not where I thought this discourse was heading. I was imagining that you were a... honeybee!
Huh? I'm not a honeybee.
Rabbit!
Huh?
Steve spots costume chimpan zombies.
Deathbat!
I am so confused right now about what a death rabbit is.
A sky flinger pulls free of its moorings.
Boomer, go secure the safe house!
You bet!
Guys, scatter!
The huge spider-like contraption hurls a sphere, snagging the beavers inside it.
Buddy system! I call Greta!
A sphere sends Greta flying into a swing ride.
Never mind! I call June!
June and Steve climb onto the fish carousel.
We gotta get out of here.
Good plan!
Think.
We go in five.
That could never work.
Roger that. We run in three.
That couldn't possibly work.
Right. Then we skip. Skip like there's no tomorrow.
In the Skyflinger cockpit.
Welcome to Wonderland.
They spot Steve.
Skip me to safety. Skip me.
You're splendiferous.
A chimpan zombie launches a spear which carries Steve away, pinballing him up to a giant ice cream cone replica.
Skip me to safety.
Please work. When you push the fin, the fish will come to...
June rides a flying fish off the carousel, zooming through a frog's mouth, which triggers a garden of dancing daisies. The Skyflinger somersaults, smashing down on the daisies, then grabs the sphere containing the beavers and throws it toward June. They pass over her head in slow motion.
Look out! It's right behind you!
Her fish talks.
Would you like to stop for an ice cream?
No! Exit!
Keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times!
June rockets through the park.
Not today, chimpan zombies! See ya later!
Okay, come back soon!
Flying out the exit, she finds herself back on the carousel.
Wait, how did I get back here?
A Skyflinger claw smacks into her and the fish careens off, almost getting stomped on. June runs around the carousel, activating fish so they fly around the Skyflinger in the cockpit. The chimpan zombies at the controls send a claw reaching for June.
Bad chimpan zombies!
Falling debris blocks her escape. The Skyflinger rips open the roof and rears a claw back. Nearby, Greta breaks free of her swing.
I got you, June!
June covers her eyes, but Greta runs over and, gripping a pole in her mouth, spins the carousel, trapping the Skyflinger's arm and twisting it around the ride. The Skyflinger crashes to the ground. The beaver spear lands on top. June, Greta, Steve, and the beavers sprint toward a water tower decorated to look like Peanut inside the tower.
Gus Cooper, check the north and west perimeter wires.
Gotcha. Yep.
Steve, get to look out and make sure we weren't followed.
Roger that.
Oh, you're alive. Oh, I was so worried. I didn't know what to do. I started baking marshmallow calzones.
We lost Happy Happy Land, Boomer.
We did? Oh, my.
That's over half the park gone now.
What happens if we lose the other half?
Yeah. What's gonna happen to us?
I don't know. But at least we got calzones.
And her.
Her?
When the going got tough, she ran for the exits.
I need to get home to my dad.
And if she really did create Wonderland, whatever that means, she would know that those exits aren't even exits anymore.
Well, they were exits when my mom and I created the park. Sorry I wasn't around when this whole place went haywire and it became impossible to exit from an exit marked exit.
Did you know the verb exit comes from the Latin verb exeo exitum, which derives from the Greek verb eximi exite? Seems I have backed into the middle of something here. Backing out? Beep, beep, beep.
He backs away.
Beep. Okay, so we know the only way to open the exits is to get the park back up and running. Turning on clockwork swings is the key to that.
Oh, don't get the girls' hopes up, Boomer.
There's no way to turn it back on.
Yeah, we've been there a bunch of times.
Look at it every which way.
I looked at it every which way. He just sat there eating wood chips.
I was hungry.
He just sat there.
And sleepy.
Well, I looked at it every which way.
But she hasn't. And if she created it, she can fix it.
So Wonderland is just a figment of your imagination?
Something like that.
And let me guess. That means we're all figments of your imagination.
I wouldn't put it exactly.
Oh, an existential crisis. I knew this day was missing something.
He sips a beverage.
Well, you can imagine this may be a little hard for us to wrap our heads around. Perhaps you will indulge me with some proof?
Ugh, fine. Every morning, Steve drinks his morning tea. 2.6 grams of loose Earl Grey to 250 milliliters of 86.1 degree water, steeped for 3 minutes and 11 seconds, and garnished to perfection with a spot of almond milk.
A quill pops up from Steve and lands in his cup.
Ha ha! See? All hail June!
Yeah, let's not get carried away, but I may be able to fix clockwork swings.
Listen, Peanut was the glue around here.
The glue?
The glue. He kept us all together.
Greta steps closer.
Look, these guys have suffered a lot already, and I'm willing to follow your lead here because I'm running out of options. But you gotta promise me there's a real shot at this. So tell me that you're not serving up false hope.
Well, I was pretty good at fixing things, but you gotta get me to clockwork swings.
A view soars past the water tower as the gang steps out of a hatch and heads for a spiral staircase. Now they make their way to another area of the park where a giant roller coaster towers up ahead.
Wow, the Grand Wonder. It's even bigger than I thought.
Moments later, June and Steve hang back from the others.
Come on, slowpokes. The clocks are just up ahead.
Oh, how did you do it, June? Huh? To create such a woman who doesn't walk through this world, she glides.
Greta stumbles awkwardly.
That silken red hair, those come-hither tusks.
Greta? Ugh, what do you want?
What? No, nothing here. Just a bit of a roll call. Steve, present and accounted for. Roll call complete.
Greta trots off.
Whew.
At Clockwork Swings, the ribs of the umbrella-like rides are closed and the giant gears below are motionless.
Oh, boy. This is a little more complicated than the model we made.
June steps to a control panel and pushes a lever. She hops down among the gears.
The hydraulics seem to be sealed and stuff. No leaks or anything, It must be that one of the gears is jammed.
Eureka! She's fixing it! We're witnessing a miracle.
More of a diagnosis, and certainly not a miracle, but it does bring us closer to a solution than we've ever been before.
Steve turns to Boomer.
If you're trying to make a statement, have at me, big guy.
June studies the fragment.
Gotta get this ride started. I knew you have the answer. Please tell me the answer.
Well, what does it say?
I can't see. My name's covering it.
What the chuck?
Unsplendiferous.
Not to worry. Plan B it is. Which is what, exactly?
Mom, why did you write on this?
What used to be there?
I don't know. I gotta figure this thing out.
Don't do this to me, June. It's your blueprint, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's been a while since
If the tests were multiple choice, I'd do much better.
Boomer impels a hand on Steve.
Cover!
Quills fly, one snagging the blueprint.
Hey, get back here!
Yeah.
I got it!
No, I got it!
Gus only gets the quill.
We need that blueprint!
Boomer steps on Steve.
This is not fun! Boomer, for goodness!
Steve stumbles free, garbage from a trash can stuck to him. He gazes off at the others.
No! No! Stop! Fireworks falls is a death trap!
He expels a plastic bottle.
Stand down, I say!
Giant fireworks crown a mountaintop above as the gang chases the fragment onto a glass observation deck.
We have to get it! We can't lose it, guys!
Throw me! I get up!
Throw me!
No,
it was my idea!
Oh, gosh!
Boomer throws them both. The paper soars away.
Your fault.
Why is it always my fault?
Got to be kidding me!
Enough!
Steve kicks off more trash.
I command you to remove yourselves from this platform. I have been putting up with this reckless abandon for months on end, and it is chipping away at my soul. I'm so very tired. What is that sound?
June looks down at the glass platform.
Oh, no.
Chimpanzombies are underneath.
Oh, dearie me.
Dressed as mountaineers, they swing pickaxes up at the glass.
Okay, fear not. We simply must reach higher ground. Which is teeming with agent provocateurs bent on our demise!
Stop, drop, and roll up to Wonderland!
Chimpanzombies dressed as firefighters ignite the huge fireworks rockets above and sparks blast downward.
Run!
They scramble away as the glass below cracks. Then a whole section of the platform snaps free and drops at a sharp angle down to a lower ledge. The animals tumble, Boomer grabbing a beam and dangling. Greta angles a curved girder to act as a slide for the beavers and herself, then looks back upwards.
Use your quill, Steve!
Quite right!
Steve breaks his fall with a quill, then spots Boomer sliding his way.
Yeah, of course.
The bear hits him, spinning him up in the air briefly.
Everyone okay? Wait, where's June?
Boomer points up.
There.
Oh, no.
Hold on, June! You'll be okay!
Easy for you to say?
June clings to a picnic table. She turns to see a chimpanzombie raising a pickaxe. Her piece of platform shatters and she falls. Grabbing a pennant banner, she swings, but it snaps. She tumbles straight for a lava-like river of fireworks. Boomer hurls a metal umbrella her way and she lands in it.
Thanks, Boomer!
Riding the upside-down umbrella like a boat in the fireworks river, she clings to the pole in the center. June is tossed and turned along the fiery rapids, sparks flying. She blasts through a flaming shower, then drops over the edge of Firework Falls, the umbrella flipping to now act as her parachute. Umbrella panels snap off as she soars away from the fiery river, then right back at it, dropping to land on a floating statue of Boomer.
Yeah! You did it!
Oh, well done!
Meet me at the bridge!
June turns to see the bridge swarming with chimpanzombies collapse.
Not.
Now at a calmer part of the fireworks river, the Boomer statue floats over to the shore and June jumps off.
Don't need to do that again.
She peers around a dark cavern.
Oh, my. Here comes Pi. 3.1414.
She drops through a hole and pops out in a bright world where she floats through the air.
Zero G land.
She pushes off from some of the pastel-colored weather balloon-like globes filling the area. June notices a house in the shape of a head and shoulders that's made of assorted brightly colored balloons. She glides over to the structure and peers in through louvered shutters. She spots a figure inside.
Peanut?
Oh my gosh! Hey, Peanut!
Peanut is no longer visible.
Where did you...
He yanks her in.
What are you doing?
You're alive! I knew it!
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Greta and Boomer. Actually, everyone. They're gonna be so happy. Let's go find them!
No, come on, I lost them at Fireworks Falls.
Peanut, what happened to you?
What do you mean, what happened to me? The chimpanzombies had me. I was able to escape, and I made it up here.
And now you're...
And now I'm sorting the candy. It was a mess when I got here. Believe me, I had to put the blues with the blues and the greens with the greens.
Look, you're scared of the park.
I'm not scared of the park. It's just, it's safe in here.
But you're alone.
Where nothing can hurt me.
Well, you can't stay in here forever.
Says who? There's no rules for something like this.
Wait, I know how this works. You just wave your marker.
She demonstrates.
I wish it still worked that way.
But you're a peanut. The Splendiferous.
Splendiferous. Yeah, I used to be.
All these amazing things in Wonderland, they came from you.
That is a lie!
He turns away.
I was just the middleman. All the ideas, the inspiration, It came from...
A voice whispering in your ear. A woman's voice.
How do you know about that? I never told anyone.
It doesn't matter.
And not too long ago...
The sound of her voice, it just went away. And then the darkness took over.
I guess whoever she was, she forgot about me. I kept waiting. I kept hoping she would come back to help me fight against the darkness, but I just felt so...
alone.
Peanut gazes down sadly. Wearing a sympathetic expression, June peers at the chimpanzee, but he doesn't meet her eye. She looks down at the golden felt-tip marker in her hand, then back up at Peanut.
Peanut, there's something I need to tell...
Shh!
Don't shush me! This is
important! We have to go!
He drags her outside, where a swarm of chimpanzombies approaches.
They found us. They must have followed you in.
One dressed as a coach points.
We need to move now!
They push off.
Whoa! Your marker!
Leave it! It's worthless!
No, it's not!
How could it be?
The coach knocks it away.
Look out, June!
Oh my gosh!
Hold on!
Peanut shoves a tall sailing ship made of balloons in the path of the swarm. He swings from one of the ship's masts, slamming away chimpanzombies. June catches sight of the golden marker and heads for it. She fumbles trying to catch it, then nabs it from the air. Spinning, she finds herself surrounded by hundreds of the creatures.
Oh no!
Gotcha!
Peanut grabs her and rises up.
There's no way out!
He spots an exit in the distance, then looks down at a balloon flower.
There is for you!
He pulls her down and, swinging around the huge flower's stem, hurls June to the exit. They lock eyes through a sea of chimpanzombies.
June, go!
She dashes off and the little creatures converge on Peanut until he is completely hidden from view. Later, June peers around the moonlit park as fireworks continue exploding.
I've been looking all over for you.
I found Peanut.
What?
He was hiding in Zero-G Land. He's alive.
What? Peanut's alive? Oh, brilliant.
But he was taken by the chimpanzombies. They have him, and they're carrying him to the darkness.
Then let's go get him.
But we need to rebuild that bridge.
We could use the support post of the old carousel.
They're too rickety.
But it's the right idea. What else can we use? Gotta think fast. If something bad were to happen to Peanut, I couldn't live with myself. Maybe
What do you mean?
It's all my fault.
What's all your fault?
The darkness... I think maybe I did create it.
Huh?
I didn't mean to, but I think I did.
You created the darkness?
I don't understand. If you created Wonderland, why would you want to destroy it?
It wasn't on purpose. I was afraid. The darkness took over, and I tried, but I just stopped caring about the park. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We can fix it. With this.
Whoa.
The marker.
If we can just find a way to cross that ravine and put it back in Peanut's hands, we can get Clockwork Swings up and running. Trust me,
trust
we can
you.
Bring the...
We've been trusting you. But if we knew you were the person responsible for all this...
But...
I never would have let us make that mistake. Come on, guys. It's dark. We'll figure this out on our own.
All the mascots head away except Boomer, who gazes questioningly at June, then turns to follow. She runs over and grabs his paw.
Why would you stop? Why would you stop caring? Well, what did we do wrong?
You guys didn't do anything wrong. You guys are amazing.
He searches her face and she smiles sweetly up at him.
You created the darkness.
Boomer pulls his paw away and walks off.
Boomer.
June hangs her head. Now, with light from fireworks flashing over her, she steps up on a ridge and looks out over some of the ravaged attractions of the park.
I'm sorry, Mom.
The blueprint fragment glides over, floating in front of June's face. Wiping away tears, she gently grasps it. June pulls out the golden felt tip and looks from the marker to the blueprint fragment.
Got to find a way across.
A brilliant burst of fireworks brightens the dark sky. Glancing to the right, June notices the second Skyflinger. Now she lifts open a hatch and climbs up into the Skyflinger's cockpit. Peering around the shadow-filled space, she heads for the flashing red light of an oblong button. She presses it down and it glows green and reads, Start. The cockpit shakes and lights flicker on inside and out. June nudges a joystick and watches one of the machine's huge arms move. She crosses to another of the multiple consoles and grabs the joystick. A claw grips a Boomer statue.
Boomer the Grand Wonder!
Oops, sorry, Boomer.
She lets go, causing the claw to hurl the statue far into the distance. Where it landed, towers fall. June tries to reach the first console's joystick while still holding the second console's controls. She stretches a foot out, but it's still too far.
Now, what can I use?
Through the window, she spots a pirate ship attraction.
Ha! Get it!
Later, she dumps the pirate ship's rigging in the cockpit. She runs ropes through pulleys and around the different console's joysticks.
Be the change you wanna see.
Hanging a pine tree-shaped air freshener, June climbs into a makeshift harness and dangles horizontally in the middle of the cockpit.
We have visualization!
Moving all four of her limbs, she manipulates the Skyflinger. She slams the two front claws to the ground and pushes downward with her legs, ripping the giant machine free of its mooring. June's mouth hangs open as the Skyflinger she operates sways and stumbles, then does a somersault into a rock wall. She steadies herself.
Without wrecking the neighborhood.
She guides the machine smoothly forward, using the Skyflinger's three-fingered claws to pick up large pieces of rides and combine them. Meanwhile, up in the water tower's safe house, the beavers stand before a map of the park.
Wait, no, I'm telling you, I don't see any way to rebuild that bridge.
Yeah, okay, well, not with that attitude.
You may want to come and see this.
Sounds like another Skyflinger attack.
Outside, June continues her large-scale construction project. Moments later, the mascots trot over to get a look.
Stay low, stay back.
Well, I'll be Peanut's uncle.
Oh, wow.
Is that?
It's June.
She did it. She's actually done it.
Oh, but you look at that.
June activates her elaborate contraption, which drops a locomotive engine on a long cable as a counterweight, unfolding a bridge across the Fireworks Falls ravine. The Skyflinger steps over to the mascots, and June walks down one of the limbs.
So, what's all this about?
It's time to bring Wonderland back to life.
Huh?
What?
Guys, I know I let you down, but I want to make it right.
How do you know it'll work?
Because I built this place. My mom and I did. But she got sick and had to stop. And I got scared. So scared of losing her that I lost myself. And she would hate to see how I changed. How we've all changed.
Now buckle up. We're gonna ride that coaster like the wind. Who's with me?
I'm with you, June.
We are all with you, June.
Yeah, that's right.
Gus Max Cooper.
I still believe in you.
I'm more of a 2 feet on the ground kind of guy. I think there's a weight restriction on that ride, isn't there?
Oh, come on, Boomer.
There is absolutely no way. Oh, no. I will ever...
He drops.
We got too many marshmallow calzones!
Now Boomer wakes up and slurps the drool dangling from his mouth.
No. Oh, gosh, I had that weird kidnapping dream again. I wonder what it means.
He finds himself perched in the B-shaped roller coaster cart at the highest peak of the Grand Wonder.
Boomer! We'll be right up! Rata just has to get the other cart!
I want to be down!
Only one way down!
Yeah, fly like a bird, bro!
But I'm not a bird! Birds are terrifying with those beaks and those talons and influenza type A!
The cart inches forward. Boomer stares toward the steep descent.
Come on, Greta. You guys did block the wheels, right?
Oh, that's what this is for.
Oops.
Ugh, guys!
Gus holds a wood block. A crow approaches.
Huh. What are the odds?
Astronomically small.
Oh, no, 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 no. No!
It lands on Boomer's leg.
Oh, terrific. Oh, gosh. He's looking at me.
The car creeps forward.
No, no, no. Shoo! Shoo! Get out of here. Nice birdie.
Oh, hey! I hear your friends.
Call! No! Please don't move.
The crow hops, moving the cart once more. Boomer blows on the crow. It blows a raspberry at him, then pegs his leg.
Ow!
As it flies off, the cart creeps back a bit. Boomer hunkers with a sigh. He tries to nudge the cart forward, but it plummets in reverse down the incline. A broken section of the top track feeds directly over Fireworks Falls.
Hey! You were supposed to wait!
Oh, no! He's going the wrong way! If we don't turn Boomer around, he'll...
He'll be fried like a funnel cake!
Gus, Cooper, jump the upper track to the lower one, and we'll reroute Boomer to safety.
On it!
We're gonna need some kind of rope. Something strong that we can stop him with.
Got it!
Hurtling down the track atop his back, Boomer gets spit out onto the Ferris wheel affixed to a rock formation. Gus and Cooper scamper up the roller coaster's framework, gnawing through the wooden supports as they go. The Ferris wheel hurls Boomer and the cart back onto the track. He rockets through the corkscrew section.
We're not gonna make it! We're not gonna make it! We're not gonna make it!
The cart rushes past just before the top section of track gives way.
Oh, man.
Well, at least we got dinner.
Tossed around, Boomer faces forward.
Oh, no!
Greta brings a red rope.
Licorice?
That's what we got.
Okay, Steve, fire Mr. Boomer and we'll use it to slow him down.
Roger that!
Steve coils the licorice rope around one quill.
Boomer! Catch the rope!
Okay!
Range 400 meters, winds 3 knots southwest, ready! Aim!
The quill shoots out and lodges itself in a statue of Boomer near the track, and the rope goes taut.
Nuts.
Well, that didn't work.
Nope. You think? Wait, we could all still get across. Okay, everybody, pull tight!
They all tug on the rope. The statue holds a sign reading Smile. Mounted atop it, a camera captures Boomer's terrified expression. The licorice rope ensnares the cart, prying the statue loose and yanking June and her friend skyward.
This is beginning to feel like a terrible turn of events for us all.
I'm with them!
A photo shows them in midair.
Brace for impact!
They crash through a treetop, the tangled rope holding them aloft.
I'm ready to wake up now, ready
what?
To wake
you
up.
You are awake, Boomer.
I'm awake? I mean, I'm awake! We did it.
You did it.
I did it. I mean, I did it?
You're the man!
You're the man bear!
I'm the man!
Oh, you're the man? And we are just the various members of the animal kingdom with the power of speech hanging next to the man.
Yes, you are.
Boomer and Steve bump fists. June sweeps some bushes aside, revealing a view of the darkness hovering in the distance. From a cliff, she and her friends watch the chimpanzee zombies carrying off items from various Wonderland attractions.
Holy cheesy chips!
Oh, crikey!
Peanuts bound to the stem of a decorative cherry.
Peanut!
The huge cherry gets sucked into the cloud's swirling vortex.
We're too late!
With wide, panicked eyes, June sits on the ground. Reaching into her pocket, she pulls out the gold marker.
Oh, gosh. What do we do? What do we do now?
Not we.
What do you have in mind, kid?
It's about what I need to do. I need to go into the darkness and bring Peanut back.
What? No!
What's she talking about?
As June grabs hold of a thick-hanging vine, Boomer clutches her hand.
June, it's too powerful. Nothing ever comes out.
I got this, Greta.
With an uncertain gaze, Greta nods to Boomer. He lets go of June, who uses the vine to swing off the cliff before dropping into a ride cart shaped like a duck. The cart sits in the claw of a Skyflinger's detached arm. June's friends watch as the chimpanzee zombies carry the arm toward the swirling magenta cloud.
I am the wonder in Wonderland.
June clambers atop the duck.
I am the wonder in Wonderland.
She and the cart get tossed into the swirl.
I am the wonder in Wonderland!
the view goes black. A statue sits clustered with other items in the calm of the darkness. June's head pops up from inside the cart. A glimmering force ripples in the distance, causing the items to hover once more. The cart floats up with them, then comes crashing down.
Peanut! Where are you?
The cherry levitates.
June, is that you?
Peanut! Hold on!
June leaps into a trolley car, slides along the floor, then ascends a broken spiral staircase.
June!
Peanut!
She grabs hold of the safety bar of the Grand Wonder's upside-down ride cart. Vaulting off a purple hippopotamus, she leaps onto the giant cherry and unties Peanut.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
I'm so sorry they got you too.
You gotta get us out of here.
I wish I could, but I told you my inspiration. She left me. She's never coming back.
You don't know that. She's out there, trying to get back to us.
Us?
Yeah. She's my mom. And if there's one thing I know, it's that she's not giving up. So neither should we.
Without her, I'll never create again.
Yes, you will. Don't give in to the fear, Peanut. Your light is stronger than the darkness.
The items rise.
Now take this.
But without her...
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
What do you mean?
Because...
June holds the gold marker.
I'm here. Peanut, build us the biggest light in the whole wide world.
Peanut's face lights up as the marker emits a warm glow.
Now let's get out of here.
Bendy straws, That sounds like a splendiferous idea. Coming right up.
He waves the marker through the air, creating a gold tube shape, then sends it off to a bright light in the distance. The tube returns, now made of flexible blue plastic.
Quick, make another one.
Peanut whirls his hand overhead and fashions a series of multicolored bendy straws, which lock together.
To Clockwork Swings!
They ride the bending straw tunnels and slide out through the darkness.
She's doing it!
They made it!
Clap my tail!
Tally-ho!
Oh dear.
The chimpanzombies scurry toward the mascots.
We gotta help them!
That we do! Hang on, June!
The slide knocks over the chimpanzombies, envelops June's friends inside, then snakes past the stopped gears of Clockwork Swings.
Well done, indeed!
Guess I owe you guys an explanation, huh?
Oh, we're just happy you're alive. And since you are, how about you get those clocks started and bring our park back to life?
That's the least I can do! But how?
June sees a section of straws forming a J-shape, then takes out the blueprint fragment and compares them.
My name. My park. My name.
Greta!
If we all end up crashing to our collective deaths, I just want you to know, I burn for you, baby! I burn hot! My oven is on extra fuego!
I think you're cute too, Steve!
Wait, what? What did she say? What did she say?
Piers. Mom, you weren't writing over the clocks. You were telling me how to fix it. How to jumpstart the clocks back to life.
Whoa!
Write my name!
What?
Turn the gears by writing my name!
The gears! Hold on, everybody!
As the straws curve around the swings, the gears begin to turn.
It's working! It's working!
Cloudy magenta tendrils pursue the slide.
Oh no!
Watch it! Whoa.
Hold on!
A tendril strikes the slide, tossing June and her friends out.
Keep going!
As the others land on parts of the ride, Peanut and June resume sliding.
We need the U!
Boomer hops onto the slide, knocking the chimpanzombies off.
Welcome to Wonderland!
No, right!
Beaver Twin Brothers, activate!
They swing one another into the zombies.
Okay, now the end! Hurry!
A horde of chimpanzombies in spacesuits floats down.
Launch me, Greta.
Steve stands atop two quills.
For Wonderland! For Greta! For freedom!
Greta pulls back and lets go, catapulting Steve, who strikes the zombies with the quills on his body.
Nailed it. We got this, June.
You ready?
Jump!
Peanut and June leap off and touch down safely on the cap-shaped top of one ride. As the gears turn, poles extend out from the support posts like umbrella ribs. The swings spin beneath the curving bending straws, which spell out June in sweeping cursive. A brilliant light shaft shines upward into the darkness, creating a wave of rippling energy. The stolen items drift back in place, including the Ferris wheel, which reattaches to the rock formation.
Look! The park! It's coming back to life!
Whoa!
A letter A floats over to complete the Wonderland sign at the entrance of the Cheery Park, now teeming with throngs of people. As tiny chimp dolls rush over, Boomer cowers.
You're splendiferous!
A wonder chimp with a flower headdress kisses his nose.
Aw, look who's back to being wonder chimp.
Do your little dance, do your little dance. Do your little wonder chimp dance.
Aw, look how cute they are.
June turns to face Peanut, who nods. He takes her hand, then waves the marker in the air. Colorful sections of bendy straw form, depositing June and the mascots across the park.
Come on, Boomer. There's guests to welcome, and things to build, and people to take care of.
Quite right.
And now that we've got our glue back, nothing can stop us.
Me? The glue? No, I'm not the glue.
You're the glue, Greta.
You always have been. Isn't that right, gang?
Yeah.
Aw, you guys. Come on, let's go spread some wonder!
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Me first!
Well, wait, what about you, June?
Yeah,
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I probably should be getting home.
Wait, you're leaving? What are we gonna do without you?
June's friends gaze sadly.
You're gonna do what you always do. Come on, bring it in.
They huddle up.
You have everything you need right here. Because who are we?
We are the Wonder in Wonderland!
I can't hear you!
We are the Wonder in Wonderland!
One more time!
We are the Wonder in Wonderland!
Now, fall out!
Boomer cartwheels over to some guests.
Boy, it's gonna be a great day!
Four juggled balls land one atop the other, then he spins them on his finger. Walking off, June waves to him, and he winks back. Guests linger by a stump.
Let's do this thing!
Good to go.
Wait for it.
Gus and Cooper gnaw the stump into a sculpture of an onlooking family.
Darkness.
Colorful lights hover.
It's still there.
Maybe it'll never really fully go away. Maybe it's there to remind us to look at the light that surrounds us.
Please enjoy our newest attraction, Bendy Straw Slide, which I have personally safety tested under extreme conditions.
Speaking of the light that surrounds you...
June nudges Greta.
Steve!
As she kisses his cheek, his quills stand on end.
Come on, I'll let you buy me some popcorn.
Yep, I'll be right there. I just need to, well, wait for my heart to settle.
Peanut taps June's shoulder. She turns to find him holding her backpack.
You'll hear me in the wind.
Oh, I know I will. And we'll be here for you. Always.
Hey, Peanut!
He faces a group of kids.
This place really is splendiferous.
Again.
Yep. Splendiferous.
June's gaze travels past the crowd of parkgoers. With a bittersweet smile, Peanut watches her head for the exit. She dashes through a turnstile and finds herself alone in the forest. She looks over her shoulder to see the shimmering sign for Wonderland disappear into thin air. Smiling to herself, she hurries on ahead. At the house, her dad rummages through the freezer.
You got asparagus, spinach, puzzles.
Ah, there you are, my hidden sweet.
He grabs some ice cream. As June bursts into the house, he hides the carton behind his back.
Dad!
Ooh, boom bum?
She hugs him and eats some ice cream.
June, are you okay? What happened to you?
I'm so sorry for being gone a whole night and not telling you where I was.
What? I just dropped you off at math camp 30 minutes ago.
Never mind.
In her bedroom, she checks inside the cardboard box. Finding her plush animals inside, she smiles.
If you did this, June, because you're worried about me...
Worry? About you? You're fine. Actually, you're awesome.
She carries her toys out.
I have so much to tell Mom about.
The origami fish floats up from the pile.
Junie.
And before you bring up going back to math camp, you have to know it's not happening. I have way too much work to do.
Such as?
Making up for lost time.
Is that?
The blueprint fragment lies on a sheet of white paper. June starts to redraw the blueprints around it. Later, using tweezers, she fine-tunes the model of Clockwork Swings.
Neighborhood's gonna love this.
Junie, I'm home. I got the rest of the supplies.
Hey, Dad! Just a few more.
Honey, my hands are full. Can you get that, please?
Sure thing, Dad!
Hey, June!
I strung up all the banners.
What's next?
Great. Can you make a big balloon arch over the back fence?
Yup, thanks.
She starts back upstairs, then answers the door again.
When you say a balloon arch over the back fence, you mean over the fence, like over it? Or over the fence, like behind it?
Over the fence, like over it.
Oh, ding, over the fence. Got it.
June's dad watches her ascend the stairs.
Can you please tell Bunky just to put it behind the fence? I just gotta finish.
You know, I think you should get the door, June.
Huh? But...
As she blinks in confusion, her father smiles. Eyes narrowed, she watches him reach for the doorknob. Her mom stands on the porch, head cocked and hands folded. June cups her hands to her mouth.
Mom. What are you waiting for? Come here.
Beaming, June hurries downstairs and leaps into her mother's arms.
Oh, I'm glad to see you. Are you...
I'm okay now, Junebug.
So am I.
It looks like you kept your little light shining bright.
I've got a story even you might not believe. Try me.
She gives June a kiss on the forehead. Bunky looks on from the porch.
Now that is splendiferous.
Outside, kids eye a colorful map with the salvaged blueprint fragment near the center.
Clockwork swing!
June beckons the crowd over.
Come on! Wonderland is now open!
Cutouts of the mascots flank a Wonderland sign. Scale models of attractions, including the fish carousel, fill the backyard. June pokes the belly of a chimp doll.
You're splendiferous.
Children try out various models, including clockwork swings, the Grand Wonder, complete with Boomer figurine, and a Sky Flinger, which catapults a sphere across the yard.
Okay, everyone. It was another day in Wonderland, the most splendiferous amusement park in the world. Peanut is excited to create a new ride.
Anyone have any suggestions?
Yes! June!
Bunky, what are you thinking?
A Ferris wheel!
That's a great idea. But are we thinking just like a regular old Ferris wheel?
A Ferris wheel made out of glow sticks!
Ooh, a Ferris wheel that flies!
A flying Ferris wheel made of glow sticks. That's a great idea. I think Peanut needs to hear about this right away.
She grabs the plush Peanut. Elsewhere, the real Peanut faces a group of guests.
Glow sticks, huh?
Ooh! Sounds like a splendiferous idea! I'm in right up!
Marker in hand, Peanut traces a golden glowing Ferris wheel in the air for the delight of the crowd. In a burst of sparks, a title appears, Wonder Park. June's mom stands with her head cocked and hands folded, Jennifer Garner. June's dad waves and gives a thumbs up, Matthew Broderick. Steve scampers in place, John Oliver. Greta glances around, Mila Kunis. Gus blinks woozily, Keenan Thompson. Cooper paces, clutching his head, Ken Jeong. Peanut does a backflip, then conjures three gold markers in his hand, Norbert Leo Butts. June works with her computer tablet, Brianna Densky. Boomer sits in the roller coaster cart, which starts to roll backwards. Ken Hudson Campbell. Various Wonder Chimps adorn the rest of the titles. Produced by Josh Applebaum, Andre Nemec, Kendra Hayland. Executive producers Karen Rosenfeld, Don Hahn. Screenplay by Josh Applebaum and Andre Nemec. Story by Robert Gordon and Josh Applebaum and Andre Nemec. Casting by Marjorie Simpkin. Music composed by Stephen Price. Edited by Edie Ichioka, ACE. Production designer, Fred Warder. Head of story, Raymond Chenuse. Head of character animation, Javier Abad. Head of cinematography, Juan Garcia Gonzalez. Visual effects supervisor, Javier Romero. Head of lighting, Miguel Pablos. Supervising sound editors, Ethan Van Der Rin, John Marquis. Co-supervising sound editor, Eric Adal. Credits roll.
Sameness Ratio.
Copyright 2019 Paramount Animation, a division of Paramount Pictures Corporation. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Paramount Pictures, voiced by K.G. Tang. Lying on her belly, June slides into view, holding a marker. Legs crossed behind her, she blinks with a dreamy, open-mouthed expression. Stars form an arch over a distinctive pyramid-like mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company.